Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You're an idiot.
It's the Week in Review. Now to introduce your host, starting off with Vixen Jay.
Hello, nerd.
This is Vixen Jay, and I am addicted to pandas, French vanilla coffee, and steamed aioli. Let me introduce to you my co-host, my partner in crime, Faith.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
And lastly, the man who can shake his belly and make those ladies at the retirement home wipe their bedpans, Ed Cannon Boom Boom.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Two chicks at the same time, man.
Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brain, but how can you have a duck dynasty if none of the people are ducks?
Damn it, Pinky. Can't you get at least one fucking thing right?
Welcome, guys, to the Week in Review. Did you miss me? Yeah, I missed you guys, too. So, anyways, on tonight's show, we have a special guest from WXW Wrestler PRS.
Also, we got crazy news. We got some woman who's scared of the man she married that she hooked up with. We got a singer who actually killed himself.
No way.
Who wasn't there. We have an actual player who actually kind of showed a little bit too much on TV, and a lot more today on the Week in Review.
This is DJ FaZe, and you're listening to another episode of the Week in Review, only on the EO1 Network.
So we're back.
Yes, we are.
Last week we were trying to come back. I couldn't be here. I was still attending festivities. You were alone.
I was trying to do it myself, and out of nowhere,
and then, you know, Jesus struck lightning, and there went the thing, because, you know, the sign telling you can't do this without me.
Yeah, just saying. No, I don't think I can. I have a paper here, and where do I start? No.
You're a hot mess it up. Anywho, so we're back. We have a lot to talk about from last week and this week.
Yes.
I want to apologize to our guests that we have tonight. Thank you for trying and hanging in there with us. I'm excited to talk to him. I have a lot of questions, actually. If you guys did not listen, it's a wrestler from WXW PRS. I'm very excited. I mean, I like him because, I mean, he dresses in costumes. I guess he falls under a cosplayer.
Yeah.
I guess we could ask him that when we get him on the phone.
The cool thing about it is, if you don't know what WXW is, it's basically run by Alpha the Wild Samoan. He's a WWE Hall of Famer, which he's trained many people like Roman Reigns, Batista, Billy Kidman, and many more people. So that's like the stepping stone before you go to NXT or to WWE. So it's pretty cool that we're going to have him on our show today. I mean, we have some shout-outs.
Yes, we do.
Obviously, there's some love out there for you.
I've been receiving a lot of love today. I feel loved.
So,
thank you, EDM community.
Yes. At EDM.space, giving you a lot of love about wanting you back on the...
I've heard.
On the radio.
Oh, my backseat co-host, Jeff, he says he loves me too.
There you go. We also have a great person that's doing like these glass orbs.
Yes.
Which is at Life Creations 27.
Yes. By the way, thank you. Thank you if you're listening for the little panda one and for your Star Wars one.
Yes. Very cool. I love it. I want to give a lot of shout-outs to everybody who went to cinema this past weekend.
Yes.
Because, to be honest, you guys...
I mean, if you guys went one day or both days, call us up at 516-387-1667. I want to hear your moments in line. I want to know how many friends you made, if you survived, how many pounds did you lose, because it was hot as hell in there.
So, yes. Well, the number again is 516-387-1667. I think you were overexcited with carnage this past weekend that you went a little too quick.
Ah, yeah, sorry.
So we just want people to listen.
You know, I blame the Red Bull that I had on my way over here.
Wow, really?
All right, so now that we're talking about Carnage.
It was amazing.
Before Carnage, I was the maid of honor, or matron of honor,
yes,
at my best friend's wedding, Jessica and Rich Tapia. Congratulations, you guys! If you follow me on Instagram, pictures all over the place, mostly of me, end of the wedding.
Yeah.
And then from there, it sucked that we had to leave earlier. We couldn't go hang out with them at their reception. But, we, you know, duty calls, and we had to go see the King of Chipotle himself, along with Lucas and Snail.
Yep.
And also our brothers from committee, Big and Slim.
Yes.
They opened up the night, and they killed it. Congratulations, you guys.
Which, if you guys want to follow them, it's Big and Slim Official on Instagram, which they have actually talked to me yesterday. We're still working out the details, but they will be taking over our radio station one night to play one of their mixes, to talk about their music and all that.
That
so,
is amazing.
That's going to be awesome.
Also, my favorite pandas from London, my Pink Panda. You can follow them at PinkPanda_UK. Because of me, you know, always talking about them and pointing them to the right direction, hopefully, crossing fingers, you'll get to hear their amazing music through Evolution.
Yep. So, I mean, it's, a lot of things are going right now. This past weekend, when we went to Carnage, wow, the vibe was amazing. The people were great. The girls did wear underwear. One girl was walking by, and I'm like, I've seen that underwear before, like in Victoria's Secret.
Yes.
You know,
girls are wearing underwear as favorite shorts.
One girl didn't have her tan line correctly.
And one girl just wasn't wearing any underwear at all.
Yeah. But
all in all, the crowd in the line
was amazing.
I mean, we didn't make the line because we're special. But we had the chance to recruit our future promoters for committee, and we got to meet each and every one of you in the line. And just the vibe and the excitement from everybody was just amazing. And thank God that we came up with a $10 express line, because as soon as we said that Lucas was playing, everybody busted out with their little dollars.
So I want to give a shout out to @committeeent and @Lucio. Thank you very much for everything you guys have done. Which brings us to the next event that they brought us.
Yes.
If you guys miss Carnage and you miss Lucas because he only spoke for 30 minutes, he'll be back July 4th at Club Steam. And for this event, ladies,
18 and up,
and guys, 21 and up, you are free until 12:30. All you have to do is say EON at the door. It's amazing. So if you guys want to see Lucas,
I love his energy. I love how he was hyping up the crowd. I mean, we have videos that we're going to post it on our website.
Yep.
I have videos on my Instagram. Snails.
Besides him falling when he tried doing a stage dive, he did good, you know. Wow. So.
Yeah. You know, we need to work on those live text messages that we're receiving.
So basically, Snails is amazing.
Yeah.
When he played that song.
Bohemian Rhapsody, the one that you didn't know.
Whatever. The video's on our website already. So you can see me try lip singing it, but I couldn't do it that way.
It was horrible. It was horrendous.
The other thing that we also announced that day was a state of emergency at Club Space, which is August 14th.
Miha will be there.
GTA. And Ooze.
And Ooze.
So, an amazing event. I mean, just go on our website, elementsonight.com. It's going to be a lot easier for you guys to find out everything that we have coming up. So, check it out. We got our radio show. We got all our club events. We got Cosplayer of the Month, you know, different news and all that. The other thing, which is very depressing last week, was a passing of a wrestler.
Yeah.
A legend. You know, Dusty Rhodes passed away, who we all know is the father of Stardust and Goldust. He passed away last week.
Yes.
A lot of people that we know in our community
actually trained and met him.
Have met him. Well, they met him last year, if I'm not mistaken. It was at the fair when they did the NXT event. Because you know, at the day kind of year fair, they always do NXT is always there. So they have Dusty Rhodes always going. So I have some people saying, you know, Ben Temple said one of the most iconic, loved, and influential giants of professional wrestling passed today. This is when he actually passed away, which is last Thursday. I mean, it was a sad day.
It was.
In wrestling.
I like I know that the WWE did a tribute for him.
Yes, which.
And it was sad. They did the ringing of the bells.
Yes, they did a 10-ring salute. They had every wrestler, you can see him crying from. Because a lot of them were from NXT. A lot of the wrestlers that were there crying grew up with, you know, with Dusty Rhodes. And they basically trained with him. So they had that whole entire one-on-one with him. So.
Wait, sorry to interrupt you. I'm sorry. Pink Panda.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Sorry. Carry on.
So what you said last week was every single wrestler that goes to the Hall of Fame
dies. It's true.
The sad part was that they did a tribute video, and at the end of the tribute video, it's Dusty Rhodes saying something in the middle of the ring, you know, about all this and this and this and this, and then, of course, he passed away. So, hold on a second. I think we have our third host.
Finally. Oh, he's around?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
There Hello?
How's
everybody doing?
Good. Well,
did you hear the news? Pink Panda. It's coming.
I don't know. I was in the tub with another naked guy, so I kind of missed the beginning of the show.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right. Before you start putting your minds in the gutter, it was with the baby. I was giving my son a bath.
Oh, okay. That's so cute.
So
we're playing with our new Elmo squirters.
And the new gorilla toy. I saw that. You bought him a new toy. That's so cute.
Yes, he got lots of new toys today.
So, Cannon, you with Dusty Rhodes, what do you think about that? What is happening?
Very, 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 very sad, tragic day. I mean, I could have gave you a list of other guys I would have rather seen die before him, but, I mean, I don't know, not to make light of the situation, but I kind of called it about, 6 months ago, the last time he was on TV,
mm-hmm.
when I said that he looked like he was really letting himself go. But supposedly he was in this whole new weight loss regimen and everything, so he was supposed to be doing really good. I guess he just fell and shit happens.
I'm telling you, it's the curse.
Yeah.
Everyone that gets into that thing dies.
Well, I heard TMZ released.
You can't say that because he was in the Hall of Fame what 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's not like he was in the Hall of Fame.
He died.
He did a speech, like a last speech in the ring, and then I'm
and
like,
he
wow.
died.
I'm like, come on. Don't have the speeches in the ring anymore.
There's a lot of guys in the Hall of Fame that aren't anywhere near dying yet.
And
I mean, look,
will.
We got one guy in the Hall of Fame. We got one guy that's in the Hall of Fame that's about to be president.
Who?
Oh, yeah, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
He is in
that's
the Hall
right.
of Fame. Yes, he is.
He got my vote.
Wow.
I mean, he.
I think Vince McMahon be his running mate.
I mean, seriously, I think the article said that he filed bankruptcy 3 times. I mean, the government's already in the gutter. I mean, he already has the expertise on that. I mean.
Oh, my God. I'm not hearing this.
Moving on.
But I don't know. I just think that it was sad. It's, you know, it happens. I'm pissed off at TMZ for releasing the 911 call.
They did?
Yes, the wife, the call that she did, and then...
That should be kept private.
And then the wife was like, oh, hurry up, and the operator's like,
TMZ needs to be shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, oh, no, whatever, blah, 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 they're not. I'm not stopping the people from going to your house. I'm not the one driving, like, the operator was
Are
like
you
this.
Kidding me? I would still get that operator on... What the operator needs to do is calm my ass down.
Yeah.
It's, you know, not agitate me even more.
Well, a lot of the wrestlers were writing on Twitter how pissed off they were about that. TMZ really is really, really bad. I don't like them at all. I think, what Cannon said, TMZ should be shut down.
Right.
I mean, they're good. They're good for the bullshit stories like Caitlyn Jenner and, you know,
yeah.
all that other crap that nobody cares about.
Right.
Kanye wants to leave America because it's racist. Good. Get on the plane and leave. You know? But, you know, shit like this, they shouldn't be putting out like that.
I agree.
I mean, you
got
to respect the families.
Yeah.
So, before we go into our interview and all that, I'm going to play the theme of Dusty Rhodes.
Okay.
And then we'll go
on.
Okay,
now you're going to make me cry.
Yeah, seriously, before our interview, what the hell?
Let's
go.
America!
Dream.
Because you could so remix this song into an EDM song. Wow. I could definitely see a trap song coming out of this.
Oh, my God.
Thank God we don't have live cameras.
We should, right? What?
I was just totally doing the Dusty Rhodes dance.
I was totally shuffling.
The last thing I want to say about Dusty Rhodes is he was a guy who didn't go out there dressed up like whatever. He was an American, like the song goes, an American guy with an American dream.
Mm-hmm.
He proved I can look fat, sloppy, and all that shit, but I can still put on a fucking show.
Look at you, you still look fat, sloppy, shit, you still got married.
Wow.
If you think about it, 90% of the wrestlers today wouldn't have their gimmicks if it wasn't for Dusty Rhodes.
I agree. That's why everybody was crying.
Even Ric Flair posted that when he first got into the business, he wanted the gimmick as Dusty Rhodes' brother. And Dusty said, no, man, you got to live your own thing and do your own thing, own it and live it. And he became Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So let me get on the line right now, our wrestler from WXW, PRS. I'm going to dial his number. Hopefully he picks up.
No, you're not dialing. It's a computer
this way. Hey, something's dialing right now. Speaking. Remember when I called the mornings, man? That was bad.
It'd be funny if you get the wrong number.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I hear a call. I hear another one.
Hello? Oh, the call has dropped.
So?
Hopefully he'll call us back.
Yes, he'll call back.
Until then, moving
forward. So, until then, we'll go into...
He might be training, you know. They have a show this weekend.
Was it this weekend? Oh, yeah, it is this weekend.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the 20th.
No, but I don't think he's doing the ICW show. I think he's doing the WXW
has a show on the 20th.
That is right.
Come on, don't you follow your girlfriend's favorite wrestler?
No, we don't follow that smart.
Maybe he has to take a potty break and he'll call us.
Can we ask him how bad? Can we beg him to like totally destroy my girlfriend's favorite wrestler?
No.
Well, we can talk about that. That's cool. So, we'll move on to movies.
Moving on.
You know, Jurassic World killed it in the box office.
If you spoil it, I will kill you.
We've been trying so hard not to let people spoil it for us.
Yes, we're going tomorrow to see it actually because I'm freaking out that someone's going to spoil it. Oh wait.
I don't know. Have you been following our favorite gorilla?
No. Wait.
No.
Hold on.
Hello.
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 Hey, is this PRS? Hello.
Yes, that's
me. How's it
going? Can you hear us?
Hold on, give me a second.
I mean, if you have hey.
Can you hear me?
I could hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, wherever you are right now, don't move. All right, so welcome to the show. I know we couldn't have you last week, but we have you now. Basically, I want to start asking you, what got you into wrestling?
I've been a diehard fan since I was little, coming from Puerto Rico. You know, in Puerto Rico, wrestling is a big thing. So, it's pretty much since I was little, I had that dream.
And was it hard to get into business?
At the beginning, yeah, because you know you had to learn from scratch everything. You know, it wasn't easy. And to be honest, I had my doubts before. So.
Really?
Well, I know you started with BMW and you know Pro. And now you're at WXW. I mean, what's the difference between, you know, those two federations compared to what you're at now?
Difference is WXW is run as a big company. Pretty much, you know, my trainer always said you can always be a weekend star, or if you want to make it big, you have to, you know, put on work and go pretty much to where I'm at now. WXW is the next step into getting to the goal you want to go, like getting to the big leagues.
Yeah, because you're trained by Alpha the Wall Samoan, which is like a Hall of Famer, you know.
How was it working with you?
I'm sorry?
How was working with Alpha?
So far, pretty good. It's a family-oriented environment that we have in WXW. You don't see that anywhere else, any other company. Because in other companies, everybody's trying to outdo themselves. In WXW, we treat each other as a family, and that's how we keep it.
Oh, that's nice.
That's good. That's very good. I mean, you have a tag team partner, like Brutus. Is he also with you over there at WXW or no?
Currently, no. He's currently out for a little due to job issues, because his job is being a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
You know how it works. He's trying to come back. We're trying to keep on moving up. But so far, right now, it's just me going into WXW.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, what's your dream match? Being like in the indies.
In the indies, probably a world title match. That's pretty much, in my opinion, that's pretty much everybody's dream match to have. I would probably like to work RA in the near future.
Or is there anybody that you're like dying to work with or anything like that? That you haven't worked with yet?
Well, I haven't worked with RA yet. Who else? Swift Regime, I haven't worked them yet. So, it's pretty much it's a bunch of people I haven't really worked with.
Oh, I mean...
So, let me ask you a question. Before you get ready to go walk out of the ring, do you listen to any music? Do you do anything to get you hyped up for your match?
Sometimes I listen to music. Sometimes I just, you know, bow my head and just do a little prayer before my match, you know.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot.
Did you send a video to WWE Tough Enough or no? I did. I didn't get picked.
No, I haven't. I didn't send it. You know, I want to take my time. I want to. When I feel that I'm ready, then I can make that point.
How long have you been wrestling?
For almost 2 years now.
Oh, wow, so he's still relatively new.
Yeah. I mean, you used to train at the spot, right? Training facility
in
the baby? Yeah. I want to remember. That's why you're close to with Didi and I think La Rosa Negra also.
I'm sorry?
That you're close with Didi and La Rosa Negra then?
With Rosa, well, we haven't seen each other for a while. With Didi, yeah, we still keep in touch. Due to the fact that Didi wrestles for WXW, which is the current champion right now of the women's division, so.
So where do you see yourself in the future in the world of wrestling?
Hopefully landing a contract with the WWE.
Nice.
Making a big over there. But for now, I'm setting my mind on making WXW bigger than what it is right now. I have to work with what I have right now, and right now WXW is the one that gave me the opportunity, and I'm just working with them to make it bigger.
Awesome. And when is your next fight? Where can our listeners follow you, and where can they see you?
Well, WXW next show is going to be this Saturday at Mineola. It's at 800 Highway 27 over in Mineola, Florida. You know, it's 3 hours, but it's worth the drive. You know, you're not going to see a show like that anywhere else.
And where can they get tickets?
They can get it on the WXWWrestling.com website. They can pre-purchase the tickets there, or they can buy it at the door, too.
Nice. And where can they follow you on your Facebook and your Instagram?
You can look me up on Facebook as a PRF. I have the Chosen Ones tag team page also. Instagram is WXW the Chosen One, and on Twitter at @elboricua09.
Nice. And one last question: how do you decide on your costume?
Wait, what was that? I'm sorry.
How do you decide decide on your costume and the outfits that you wear to the ring?
The mask was my brother's idea. I guess, you know, we wanted to do something different.
Okay.
No one, and pretty much, that was about it. I got together with my brother. We came up with that, and we'll be pulling it off so far.
And let me ask you another question. In my show, we also talk about comic books and superheroes. Is there any superhero that you like?
I have to go with Wolverine.
You know, we had him last week. So, 2 weeks ago. On the show.
Okay. No, I have no idea.
No, we did. We did. We had a guy that dresses up professionally as Wolverine. Hello?
Yeah, I have to listen more often then.
Whatever. I mean, do you have any final words for our listeners?
Well, you know, if you want to achieve a dream, keep on working for it. Don't give up. And look where I'm at. When I thought I wasn't going to do anything with wrestling, right now I'm doing what I do best. I'm working for WXW, and pretty much no doubt, I know I'm going to make it to the big leagues.
That is awesome. Whenever you want to be on the show, whenever you have a next show that you want to promote, you're more than welcome to come on the show.
Sounds good. No problem. Anything you guys want to, any other questions you guys have, just you can hit me up anytime.
Thank you. Have an awesome day.
You too. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you. That was so cool.
What's going on, fans? Do you love to party? Do you love the EON Network? Well, check out www.elementsandnights.com as we give you 24 hours worth of news and updates from Comic-Cons, music events, video games, and more. Check out your favorite host's tweets and thoughts. Stay up to date with the lineup with the EON Network, and it's all in one place. So what are you waiting for? Check it out now!
www.elementsandnights.com.
Every
time
I play that commercial, you have to laugh.
Check it out now.
Did you get that right? Doing that commercial?
No, I'm thinking that commercial. How many blood vessels did you pop in that commercial? A lot, bro. A lot. You gotta put makeup on your eyes and everything.
It sounded like you ate like 15 pounds of cheese and trying to take a shit.
Wow.
So, anywho, that was our wrestler from WXW PRS. Thank you for being on the show. I hope he's still listening. We wish you well. He's only been in the game for 2 years, but I know he's going to go far from what I've been listening from other people. He's a really, really good wrestler, and he puts on a good show.
Yep.
So, like he said, if you guys want to go out and see him, you can follow him on the WXW website. You can follow him on Instagram and on Facebook.
Yep. So, let's go back.
Yeah.
Jurassic World.
What about it?
$200 million in the U.S., over $500 million worldwide. That's insane.
Wow.
That is insane for an opening weekend for the summer.
Yeah.
That's because of pterodactyls with Tyrannosaurus Rex
heads. No. You know why? Because everybody's overcharged for that D-Box, Xbox.
Oh, yeah. I was going to do D-Box for like $23. No, I'm good. I'll watch it regular. I'll sit down in my regular chair with my popcorn. So, no.
However, we did see that finally the T-Rex autopsy that Cannon was telling us about.
That was actually pretty cool.
That was pretty interesting.
That was actually sick.
It was awesome.
The only thing is when I put info, it goes, they replicated a Tyrannosaurus Rex. And I'm like, son of a cow.
No, but I mean, yeah, they duplicated it.
You mean that thing wasn't real?
No.
No. It was, it looked real. However, I looked into it. How it was is that they actually collected bones from an actual T-Rex.
Yep.
They put it together and they molded up similar flesh and muscles and organs and whatnot. That way, when they do the autopsy, they could discover why the original animal of the bones died and whatnot.
So basically, it was a giant cosplay costume.
Yeah, it was.
But it was pretty cool, man. They actually took out the tools. I didn't know that T-Rexes had ribs on their stomach.
No, they have like an actual, yeah, they have like a rib cage that's like
on their stomach,
break, yeah.
It actually goes all around. It goes from the top all the way down. It's like a whole.
And then they were saying it's like a bird because of the feet.
And with an alligator.
And an alligator, like mutated.
Hell yeah.
Huh? It was pretty cool. I liked it a lot.
That was pretty cool. I liked it.
Speaking about all these animals, Sharknado.
I like Sharknado. Do not talk shit about Sharknado.
They're coming out part 3.
That's
really?
Awesome.
Really? With
that
Mark Cuban.
Awesome. Yes.
Mark Cuban as the President of the United States.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know who he owns the Dallas Cowboys? The Dallas Cowboys.
Mavericks.
The Mavericks.
Mavericks.
Seriously.
You know? So, yeah, he's going to be the President of the United States. David Hasselhoff is in the movie. You know, my philosophy is if you keep on putting money into crappy movies, they're going to keep on making these crappy movies. Example.
Oh, like the Fast and the Furious?
Yes. Thank you.
Hey, shut your mouth about Fast and Furious.
All right. Big movie, epic movie, scary movie. All those little genres that they made, people kept on putting money into it, so they kept on making it. Saw 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Hey, I like Saw.
Part 7, you liked it?
I don't remember it, but yes.
The final chapter?
There was no part
7. Part 7.
Wasn't there a part 7, or was there only up to 6?
I don't know.
Well, Star Wars 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
No, that's not a cover movie. That's a badass movie.
Oh, how is that a badass movie?
Because it is Star Wars.
Oh, because it's Star Wars.
It's Star Wars. Everything evolves around Star Wars. Your backseat holds.
Talk bad about Star Wars.
How about
the
Hobbit?
Don't talk bad about Star Wars. Jeff might get butthurt.
I know.
Actually, Jeff just texted me right now.
What about...
He says, hey, dot, because he's still typing.
What about the Hobbit?
Don't even...
Yeah, what about The Hobbit? Why do I have to watch 25 hours of them walking and walking and walking and then all the little hobbits looking at each other going, oh my god, I love you, oh Frodo, No.
Kareem.
Kareem, my precious.
So.
Moving on.
We had an 80s movie reboot.
Yes.
Paul, that's been going on for about 3 weeks.
Because we totally forgot about it.
We forgot about it. But the people.
So you know what? Until an actual listener messaged me, he goes, hey, what happened with the phone?
So, we do have a winner.
We have a winner.
It had 37% of the votes.
Right.
I'm going to pay the fee.
Out of like 40,000 because it's been going on.
Yeah.
Avoid.
Really? Are you kidding? You're our test.
Oh,
how did I cheat?
Cheaters.
That movie's amazing.
How do we
and the
cheat?
The guy still looks great.
Because you know how you cheated. Like how you cheated with the Avengers.
No.
The guy still
no,
looks
you know,
great.
No, you know how that one won? You know why Flash won? Because of Ted. Because Ted brought that back to everybody's imagination again by having Flash Gordon in the movie. Now everyone's like, hey, let's get Flash Gordon again.
Which they should make it again.
I want Gizmos.
What?
Hey,
there's a lot of reasons.
Just a little, just a little suggestive criticism. For now on, when we do the polls, you should, like, go in order from least to the winner instead of just announcing the winner.
Yeah.
Make it more climatic.
Yeah, like, with 22%, my mom's tits, and with 5%, Flash Gordon. You know what I mean? Make it more exciting.
Really, this is what we call my mom's tits.
Actually, what the hell?
You know, because later on in the Boom Boom Room, I got a top 5, and I'm going to go from 5 to 1.
Yeah, but this is coming from the guy who doesn't believe in foreplay, so this is why he just gives it to you straight.
Oh, my God, bro.
Give me a chimichanga, and I'm happy.
Involve yourself in the vast knowledge of time and space with Vixen J as she brings you Did You Know.
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
I got a bad feeling about this.
So, someone just messaged me right now. Does Faith understand climax? No, no, he doesn't. No,
I do.
No, he doesn't. No.
Phil,
go ahead.
Phil's version of foreplay is taking you out to dinner first.
Not even.
Wow, bro. You know what? I'm leaving.
Okay, so... Did you know, speaking of gremlins, Howie Mandel did the voice for Bobby's World, Gizmo, and Scooter from the Muppet Babies. It's all the same voice.
Well, actually, you know what? I have a clip of that.
You do? Go ahead.
That voice wasn't just Bobby. I started on the Muppet Babies.
Oh,
remember the Muppet Babies?
The Muppet Babies.
I was Skeeter. It was the Scooter's little sister. But that's the same voice.
Skeeter?
This is Bobby.
And then I did all the Gremlin movies. I'm Gizmo. You know
the
little fuzzy one that got wet and started it? That's me.
Wow.
Same voice. It's exactly all me. One voice. Three jobs.
That guy got a famous song for one voice.
What the hell?
Holy shit.
I think I just went deaf right now.
Holy crap.
That's worse than your head.
What was that, when you get like Gremlin food after midnight?
That's when you get chimichangas after midnight.
He'll be shitting out of his ass.
Okay, my other did you know that Mr. Wolverine Hugh Jackman owns a coffee shop line, a brand?
I didn't know that.
And what happened was he went to Ethiopia back in 2009, and he met a bunch of local farmers in the country, and he introduced them to grow coffee beans and whatnot. And what he did was he named the brand after one of the farmers, and whenever you buy this product, you're helping that farmer and that little town Ethiopia progress.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mine was just about the military is making laser weapons.
Right.
Yes, laser weapons like you saw in Star Wars. But they have no sounds. You know, they're
pew, 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 pew.
No, they don't make
there's
that
no
sound.
Pew, pew, pew.
No, but now they're going into the actual Star Wars movies, getting the sounds from the laser guns, and then implementing it into their own guns, so it'll sound like blaster guns from Star Wars.
So when they go to war, they'll be saying, pew, 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 pew,
pretty
pew,
much.
All over the place.
So
I got a question for that, though. Are they actually going to be able to hit their targets, not like the stormtroopers?
That's a good question.
I have another question. So this is where all of our tax money is going for, government funds?
Yes.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew.
No, I have to do the pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
There you go. You're getting it.
Are you getting excited?
Yes, I'm getting excited.
This is scary.
When you flip the safety switch, the safety says no pew, and then when you turn it on, it says pew, pew, pew.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Kenny, you have a did you know?
No, I do not.
So, with that, a lot of us did not know that.
Did you know I can do a good gizmo?
No, I didn't.
Now you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
I cut you
off.
You're
like LeBron with his shortcomings. What the hell?
You cannot talk about his shortcomings right now, okay? That's later in the show.
I was going to say, did you know that The Simpsons, after 20-something years, are finally getting divorced?
Wasn't that somewhere else in the show?
I
beat you to it. Yeah, it was. It was our TV show part that we just started talking about. Yes. The Simpsons are getting divorced. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, that song.
No.
Yeah, you didn't know about that? Season 26 will be finally separated.
Yeah, they finally separate.
So,
but
pretty sad.
Are they ever going to, are they ever gonna get older?
Why would they want to kill it?
Oh, maybe.
I mean, Maggie's been a baby for 15 years now.
Yeah, Maggie has problems, bro.
Jesus Christ. Moving on.
So, no, but that was part of our segment. We're in the TV show part.
Oh, that's right.
You want to talk about The Voice? Who here has watched The Voice? I've seen it a couple times.
Not really.
Danny, have you seen The Voice? Whatever. Well,
maybe once.
It's so crappy that Anthony Riley, who's 28, was found dead in his apartment on Friday, June 5th.
Was it drug-related?
Supposedly he was part of Team Pharrell. He chose to leave the competition early, in which he entered rehab shortly after, and it was said Riley died in his apartment suicide.
So depression, I'm sure.
Yeah, depression. I mean, it happens with everybody.
Because he was on Team Pharrell.
No, that's because he was in the Hall of Fame.
Wait, but if you were in Team Pharrell, wouldn't you be happy?
Because I'm
happy.
Much respect to the fans. And to
yeah,
the fans.
But if you were on Team Blake Shelton, he would be like living on a beach.
Very true.
What?
The other thing is,
never heard
know.
That Blake Shelton song, "Some Beach."
Some Beach, yes. I don't know. I mean, I think with all of the stories that are going on, people are just taking the suicide route a lot faster. I mean, kids killing themselves because of depression, quote-unquote. And then start killing themselves because of depression. Like, how depressed do you have to be that nobody notices that you actually take your life?
That's true.
But you know what sucks? You got all these cool people killing themselves and nobody that you want to kill themselves, like butthurt.
Exactly.
Did I just say that?
Yes, you did.
I mean, you have to understand people get ridiculed. Johnny Manziel got ridiculed.
Johnny,
yeah, I saw that. Seth Rollins said that. I have to say this. I'm going to go off topic right now. Seth Rollins was in the middle of the ring on Monday Night Raw and told the Cleveland fans in Cleveland, Ohio, this is what a championship looks like.
Right.
Johnny, whatever his face, is not going to bring you a championship.
Johnny Idiot Face.
Yeah, Johnny Idiot Face is not going to bring you a championship to Cleveland, Ohio. LeBron's not going to bring you a championship to Cleveland, Ohio.
That?
Yes, he said that on Monday.
Get out.
And he goes, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this title home, so suck it up, and I'm going to leave this crappy-ass town.
My hero.
So Seth Rollins said that. Thank you, Seth Rollins.
And you know what made him, like, so ballsy to say that?
What?
After watching the NBA Finals, he realized he has a bigger dick than LeBron.
This is true. I think everybody has a bigger... Yeah, I think your son Jackson has a bigger one than
that. That big piece of dried up monkey poo.
Oh my god!
I don't know if you've seen the picture or not.
Yes, we're gonna go talk about
it. I mean,
right,
Jesus.
Does he cover that in baby powder too, and then come out there and like clap all the baby powder all over the place?
Oh my god! We'll be back.
Comic-Con is coming to Miami. Florida SuperCon is June 25th to the 28th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. SuperCon is the largest Comic-Con in South Florida, with celebrities and artists from your favorite movies, TV shows, cartoons, anime, video games, and comic books. Meet stars from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Doctor Who, Once Upon a Time, Star Wars, Star Trek, Clerks, your favorite cartoons, video games, and more. Get your tickets today at floridasupercon.com.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, had it, oh god, that was so good. And you can make me feel right.
Just a minute, that's a badass
second. Are you naked, John?
Yeah, hold on, I'm putting my pants back on.
So I got a tweet, John. Yeah. It says, how closely did you look at LeBron's package? And how many times did you DVR that moment?
Actually, if it wasn't for my good friend DJ FaZe, I would have never seen that picture.
This is true. So I want to revert the question to FaZe.
Look.
How closely did you look? And how many times did you DVR?
No, I actually looked very closely to see if it was, like, turned, if it was in a circle.
Why were you looking at another man's penis?
Because I'm like, because I just wanted to prove a point. It's not true that black men all have big penises. Because LeBron just pooped for everybody,
well,
and all of them that way. Not only
that, he can be the greatest basketball player of all time. I got a bigger thing than he does.
So it really doesn't matter about his skills, it just matters about the size.
Yes. It is not that
so
much.
So that you
sense.
All know, we all know with you saying that, that when a girl tells you it's not the size that matters, she's just lying to you, right?
Well, actually, I have a topic in the Boom Boom Room that size does matter, apparently.
Then get to it.
Here we go.
Well, for all the women out there who think that size doesn't matter, you haven't met a German man named Mika, because he is packing a 7-pound silicone injected penis.
What? Does it work?
A 7-pound silicone injected penis.
Wait, can he still pee from that thing?
Hey, can you produce milk from your boobs?
No, I can't.
It's fully functional, just like a breast implant.
Get out. That's pretty heavy, dude.
Yes.
Is there a picture?
Can you imagine
it?
Walking down the street and seeing this guy in the bolt with the bulge? Yeah, I actually have a link on my Facebook page going to the Playboy site. It's a full article.
Do you know what that means? His pants size has to be bigger just to hold all that crap in the front.
Yes.
Well, can you imagine him in skinny jeans?
That's insane.
That's awesome. Skinny jeans.
It's going to have a little skinny.
I mean, that's all I would wear.
It's for it on its own. It'll have three legs.
It'll be a mini tripod.
Yeah, seriously.
Wow.
Holy crap.
That's bad.
Can you imagine him probably not getting porn? All the UTIs he's going to be giving?
Oh. You have another topic?
Should I move on from there?
Yes.
All right. I got one that that's going to get peed on our case here, but it needs to be brought up because...
Okay, go.
A Florida 18-year-old girl named Ashley Miller was arrested on two charges of sexual activities involving animals. Why, you may ask? Because she was making her dog perform oral sex on her.
Did she use peanut butter?
Of course.
I don't know, but it's not cheating.
She was playing the peanut butter jelly song from Galantis.
That's
what happened.
Apparently, she locks the dog in the bathroom with her and gets down on the floor, and the dog supposedly puts his nose in her crotch and goes to town. You heard what the dog said afterwards? That was rough.
According to our listeners, dogs don't like fish.
It's a red kitty cat.
Okay, so who caught her in the app? How did this
she
come about?
She recorded it.
What do you mean she recorded it? Well, she didn't.
I think she recorded it.
How did she
bestiality film?
She got... Wait,
I don't
she
know. I found it.
I don't know. I found it.
You found the article. How did she get caught?
I didn't read all that. I just saw an 18-year-old girl got arrested for having her dog go down on her.
Did this happen in Florida?
Then she rolled over and, hey.
Get out.
Then she flipped over and gave Rover a bone of his own.
But then again, I saw a picture of this chick. I don't blame her.
Yeah, no, it's just one of those white-collar trash people.
Now, can the dog...
Nobody else is going to go down on her.
Shut up. Can the dog go back and sue for rape?
I don't know, maybe.
Wow.
All right, so.
You can go to court.
Are you not making enough money? Because I have a new career change for you.
Oh, God.
Phone sex?
No, I like this one.
There is a kinky model. I don't know. What do you want? A webcam model, you might want to call her.
Name. She's not pretty, but okay, go ahead.
No, this is a different story.
Oh, okay.
This chick is pretty hot. Her name is Odetta Delarue, and she made $184,000 last year for letting large women sit on her and charging men to watch.
Just for the fat women to sit on her?
Yep. Apparently that's some kind of new fetish.
Can we get this woman on the air? I could do that. I could have fat women sit on me.
I'm going to let fat men and women sit on me for $184,000 a year.
Let's do this.
I would do the same thing. I don't care.
I say we do it.
My God. I'll talk on my nose like I'm throwing anything.
However, I did read something. It's not part of the boom boom room or whatever, but you know how people...
I got two more.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead. All right. I got two more. I got a top five, and then I got something that's going to go straight out to your backdoor co-host over there.
Oh, geez.
All right. Top five porn sites.
Oh,
coming
porn
in at number five. Number five, redtube.com.
Okay.
So you writing these down? All right, number four, youjizz.com. I don't know why that one wasn't number one just on name alone, but...
Oh, my God.
Number three is a common one, youporn.com.
I know that one.
Number two is xvideos.com.
Okay.
And number one, everybody knows, is pornhub.com.
Of course.
And then for guys like Phil and your backdoor co-host over there who may not want to have any more kids, there is a special brand of condoms out there for you called Saber Skins, Star Wars condoms, only $2.99 each. And on the actual condom, there's a picture of Darth Vader, and it says, "I will not be your father."
Oh my God.
Okay.
You know what the top five points I think?
And if you're using that condom and you're banging your wife, you're gonna be sitting there going, pew 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 pew.
No, the websites made me laugh because it's super bad. Remember they were both talking about, oh, we have to subscribe to a website to watch porn.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, we have to get one that doesn't have like a name, like, oh, like in your face or whatever, because
right.
You know, they won't know, they'll think it's something like whatever. It's just, it's wow.
So like I was saying, there's this website that, like, people that hate to have lunch alone,
mm-hmm.
You pretty much set up your iPad or whatever, or your tablet in front of you, and you actually pay this person to have lunch with you. And you see this person for 30 minutes or an hour, depending on how long your lunch break is, have eating lunch and actually talking to you. You talk to this
awesome.
Person while you're having lunch.
The funny thing about that is that, which I thought Cannon was going to speak about, was there's a sex doll that's going to come out that's going to actually have intelligent conversation with you.
So she's going to tell you that you're doing it wrong?
Probably. She'll be like Navi.
Like, this is the reason why you're using me instead of a real woman.
She'll be like Navi from Link. You know, hey, listen.
Listen.
It's wrong. Stop. Listen.
Wrong hole, genius.
Automatic shutting.
And then when you go, the second time, she won't say, hey, listen, because you got it going right. That's
so
right.
She's basically like a training bra.
Pretty much.
She teaches you how to do it the right way.
No, but I saw the actual dolls, and holy crap, they look like lifelike.
So then, the minute she starts complaining, then you're ready for the real thing.
Pretty much. You can hear the nagging in bed then. But then the girl will be like, man, you're like really good at this. Like, yeah, I can yell at you and all. I'm like, yeah, I've been, yeah. If you only knew.
So what can we get you this
time? And then halfway through it, she asks you if you fell asleep.
Oh my god!
You know what? I'm gonna invent a sex doll that's gonna combine a woman and an easy bake oven. That way, when you're done, you can have fresh chimichangas.
He's not laughing, but I find it hysterically funny.
You know what? For that, I'm gonna play this. Wait, oh shit, I didn't play it.
You're a stupid dumbass.
There's... I'm not a dumbass. Wrong.
He just called you a dumbass.
Wrong segment.
Justin Bieber arrested in Miami Beach for...
Now, we do believe that Aaron Hernandez at the moment is being booked...
...on Shia LaBeouf, taken out of a Broadway theater in handcuffs after an outburst...
Everyone is stupid except me.
You're a douchebag. Douchebag. You're a douchebag. Douchebag.
So we got three douchebags.
Yes. One of them was actually submitted by one of our listeners.
Yes. One celebrity, one regular person, and one person on television.
So another celebrity.
I'm going to do... Well, she's not a celebrity. Or he's not a celebrity. Mine is LeBron James and his tiny penis.
That's
they
it?
Both came up short in the NBA Finals.
That's it?
All right? I'm sorry. No, man, it's true. Like, dude, why would you fix your shorts so bad like that, and then you're...
First of all, we were here making fun of LeBron. What sicko is behind the camera that I said, ooh, he's fixing his clips. Like,
no.
He's still in there.
No, they were actually doing the whole entire huddle. The guy on the other side in the booth should have gone, switch to camera four. He's going to show his junk. Oh, crap. We saw the junk.
I don't know. I think he was set up.
Wait. I think there's junk. Am I looking at a vagina?
And is it sad that we're talking about his junk versus his basketball career?
Well, the other thing about his basketball career is I am the greatest player to ever play the game. I am the greatest player on the planet. You lost. You don't have a title.
And we don't want you back in Miami.
He is.
You have a 2-4 record in the finals.
That's why I posted that.
Exactly. 2 out of 6.
The meme on my Instagram that he's running, and, like, everybody's behind, like, okay, LeBron, what's the next team we're going to?
Well, they're saying that he might opt out and go to the Knicks.
Jesus.
Yeah.
The Knicks?
There's a bit. Phil Jackson's there. Why wouldn't you want to play with somebody that's the same caliber as Pat Riley?
Dude, you could put Jesus as the next team.
I thought he was going to Golden State next year.
No, yeah, right. They would not take him.
All right,
so that
was your douchebag?
Yes, that was my douchebag. You can talk about the lovely show that you saw yesterday, which is that one.
So I watched a show called Married at First Sight, and yesterday was a 6-month reunion. Of course, we all know that Diva, what's her name? Not Diva, Davina, and Sean, which is the nurse and the pharmaceutical lady, they weren't going to make it at all. But the one that caught me off guard was Jessica and Ryan. Yeah. I really thought that, yeah, they had their bumps here and there, and yeah, he was a little aggressive towards her. But I didn't think it was going to go as far as everything she was revealing yesterday. The guy cheated on her. He was not with her on Valentine's Day. He totally moved out of the house after the show was over. And then today we find out, I guess now that they could speak since they're no longer on the show, she has a restraining order on him because he verbally said that he was going to kill her.
It's a TV show.
No.
It's actually two people that they meet up and they illegally get married.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. Well,
it's
this is
a
what
TV
happened.
Show.
Yeah, no. But
and I think you still think WWE's real, too.
This is off camera that he actually threatened her family and all that. Like, her family and all that.
And
like,
what's scary is that throughout the whole show, he was like, oh, I love my grandfather. May he rest in peace. I want to be a husband like my grandfather. I'm imitating everything my grandfather did. So he has an abusive trait. So that means that he grew up in an abusive household.
Yeah.
So how he was abusively treating this woman on TV is pretty much how this guy was treating his grandmother.
Yeah. So that you're going to do smack, right? That's just wrong. And then the third one was submitted by...
One of our listeners,
Renee Fernandez.
Which he's not listening, but whatever, I don't care. this guy...
Whatever you do, don't send him any game requests.
This guy paid a lookalike to go to court and take a fraternity test just so he cannot pay child support.
He's a douchebag.
Genius.
It is genius, but... It's genius because, honest to God, it was so smart. It's smart to
do that. And the guy did look like him, though.
But it's messed up because, dude, it's your kid. You know, like, what the hell?
Yeah, but did you read the whole story? It doesn't say anything about him not wanting to be in the kid's life. He just doesn't want to give the bitch any of his money.
But they're not together.
You still got to give her money for the next 18 years. Trust me,
yeah.
I know all about that.
I know that also.
I mean...
But it's just, you know, it is what it is, but don't beat around the bush about it and go, oh, let me take a paternity test. I want to be in the kid's life, but yeah, that's not my kid.
I mean, why are we not nominating Kanye West for kicking 60 kids out of Chuck E. Cheese
so
the dog can play along?
There you go. You nominate him right now.
Thank you, John.
I forgot about that one.
Or what about Rosie O'Donnell saying, no, I don't want to adopt this kid because it's going to be disabled?
No, you would just see, we had this conversation, John. I mean, it sucks that she doesn't want to take a hold of a child that has developmental problems, but maybe she sees herself like, I am not qualified enough to give this child the home and care that he needs.
She's
so
a freaking millionaire. How is she not qualified?
I get it, but the thing is that she's a millionaire, but she's actually a real hands-on mom. She's actually a real hands-on parent. And
well,
she doesn't feel that she's
maybe
qualified
she
should to
take the carpet out of her mouth and be qualified.
No. I mean, I think she did the right thing. I think that if she didn't feel that she was capable of loving this child and loving it and giving it the right treatment that it needs, then she did okay. I think she did okay with that.
I think the one Kanye West kicking out 60 kids was messed up.
Well, how do you feel about the whole Rosie O'Donnell not wanting to adopt a child?
I think it's wrong.
So you would adopt a child with disability.
Yes.
Would you be capable enough
if it meant that nobody was going to adopt that child and it was going to die, then yes, I would. And I would struggle my whole life and I would raise that kid.
Granted, but the child is not going to die in the orphanage or wherever it is.
Isn't it the way she did it? She should have never said something like that. Like it's
right.
Just, it's
phrased it wrong because I read the article. However, I'm sure the child will get adopted. I'm sure the child, and if it doesn't get adopted, I have a good friend. I'm not going to mention his name on the air because he probably doesn't want me to put him on blast, but you know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up in foster homes from foster homes to foster home, and he ended up with parents that said that they could give him a loving home, and they didn't. He was abused.
Mm-hmm.
He was neglected, and he said that his happiest moments were when he was living in foster care with people that actually cared for him and actually taught him how to live an adult life.
Yep.
So maybe at times they are better off without someone that's not going to give them, you know, the right care and the need that it needs.
So, with that, we're going to give all these people...
Did I win that argument?
Yes.
I won. Yay!
So get all this.
You're a stupid dumbass.
There's the dumbass.
Dude, that's why you're such a dumbass.
You're muddled.
I'm your idiot. Meet Billy D. Williams at Florida Supercon. He is Lando Calrissian in Star Wars. Get autographs, photos, and see him on stage. Florida Supercon is June 25th through the 28th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. Get tickets at FloridaSupercon.com.
So
we have passes.
Supercon is next week. If you guys are not getting your passes, get them now.
We got our press passes. I actually have my questions ready for Mr. Billy D. Williams. I have my questions ready for everybody that's going to be there, especially our favorite comic book men. I am so hyped. It's going to be amazing.
It's basically a lot of cons are going on right now. A lot of people are hyped about it. A lot of things are actually getting released more now. But there's something else that's going on this week, which is E3, which I want to go next year.
Yes, that's the big gaming convention.
They have surprised me completely this year from E3. PlayStation, the PlayStation 4 will have finally, after much time that people have been asking for it, Final Fantasy VII is going to be remade. The PlayStation Hit 1, the mm-hmm. PlayStation 1 Hit is going to be remade.
I actually like the first one.
So that's going to be a great game. This one's going to kind of piss off canon right now. If you want to play Madden 2016, you need to get a PlayStation 4 or an Xbox One. Canon's quiet.
Fuckers.
But the cool thing is that Xbox One actually now plays Xbox 360 games. First, I don't know how they did it. They made it backwards compatible now.
I know. I said you're having a Sheldon moment.
No,
episode,
no.
He's on the floor and he can't decide.
At first, I was like, all right, you know what? I'll get this one. And now I was like, oh, now it's backwards compatible? Oh, shit. Now I'm in the middle of both. Which one do I get? Like, what do I want?
You're having a Sheldon moment.
Yes. Nintendo is releasing Star Fox Zero, which is, it looks cool, whatever, the gameplay. The only thing that's confusing is that now you have to get the actual gamepad, that big-ass machine, and point it to the screen, and that's how you aim. And shoot at the things.
My arms will die.
That's the only thing I don't like about it. Mario Tennis Ultra Smash is coming back, which every Mario Tennis game, baseball game, any sports game of Mario is fun to play with. Assassin's Creed Syndicate looks amazing. Disney Infinity announced on a 3.0, the launch. One of the best villains, badasses in the world in Star Wars will be in the game. You want to name who it is?
Oh, do I have to?
Not Christopher Lee.
No.
No. What do you mean Christopher Lee? too soon?
Too soon.
Yes, bro. It is going to be Boba Mother Effing Fett.
No!
Yes.
Oh my god, Peter Muscone from Facebook! I'm not going to co-worker. Are you listening to this?
Boba Fett would actually be a character you can actually buy and play in Disney Infinity 3.0.
You know what else is too soon? So there's a picture of a Coke that says Share Coke. It says Whitney, and then it says Too Soon.
Wow, bro. Oh, Share Coke with Whitney.
Oh,
I got
God.
It.
God. Duh.
It happens sometimes. So, other games that they released was Doom, Fallout 4, Hitman, Animal Crossing, and more were also showcased, which I know Fallout 4, I have our best friend, our very good friend, Marco Salvino, which is Sean Prime, went nuts when they announced it.
How nuts did he go?
It went all over Facebook. It went crazier than the show that he did with us.
Craziness.
So.
Did he have another one of his famous rants?
Probably.
Yeah, pretty much. I hope it doesn't do what it did with Fallout Vegas, which froze halfway through the game. And, like, I was playing it for, like, 2 hours, and I went, freezes. And I'm like, oh, what happened? Oh, let me just wait 2 seconds. No, I froze. I had to start from the beginning all over again. Mm. You know how hard it is to get all that cans and all that crap.
No, how hard was it?
It sucks.
Oh.
But it's basically the game of the future and a blow up, radiation goes and all that crap.
Right.
And then you have to kill like all these monsters and roaches that are all like mutated.
Your story is as exciting as my game Alphabet Betty.
Apparently it's a lot harder than LeBron.
Well, you talked about Hugh Jackman today.
I always talk about Hugh Jackman.
You want to know why he doesn't want to do Wolverine no more?
Because he doesn't want to put his body through the crap.
Through that crazy-ass diet that he does to get in the role.
I like how I said it better.
Which is a bunch of egg whites.
Ew.
Egg whites galore. That's all he eats. And then, of course, Cannon showed me this one last week. Punisher. is going to be on Daredevil 2 on Netflix.
Oh!
Did you see who's playing him?
Yes, the guy from The Walking Dead.
Nice.
Who died?
Yes.
Oh.
The actual father of the daughter.
Oh.
The little girl, the baby?
Right.
The father is not the sheriff. Yeah, Shane.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Nice. Okay, did you see what I tagged on Instagram?
No.
That wrestler from NXT that he paints himself, what's his name?
Yes, Finn Balor.
He's going to be...
There you go. Finn Balor. Go ahead.
No, you kind of killed my...
I'm sorry,
my,
no,
my,
no.
My. No, no, go ahead, finish it.
Finn Balor...
Go ahead.
...will be... Go ahead.
No,
go ahead, go ahead. You did it.
No, you killed it for me. Go ahead.
Look, WWE 2K16, Finn Balor will be a playable character.
Yes.
And so will Seth Rollins, and so will Kevin Owens.
Yeah, dude, but this guy is badass. And if you see the picture of the character, he's going to be all painted in red with that crazy makeup on his face. I think it's going to be awesome.
That's how he wrestles.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Shit. But I'm saying they actually got, like, details. Like, it looks just like him.
That's how they always do every game. They
all
why
do you guys always fucking rain on my parade?
Bro? I'm not raining your parade at all.
Horrible.
I mean, you want to go to a parade?
Why do you got to walk your parade through my rain?
There you go.
Why do you always have to be raining?
But if you want to go to a parade, you know, you go to Disney for that. But if you want to ride Pirates of the Caribbean, guess what? They hold it on because it's not open until September 26th.
You know what water park they're closing in Orlando?
What water park are they closing?
Wet n' Wild.
Of course they're going to close Wet n' Wild.
But you know why?
Because
they're opening Volcano Bay.
Yeah, exactly. That's messed up.
Why wouldn't they close that?
But
I think that's the smartest thing they did.
But did you know Universal owned Wet n' Wild?
Yeah.
No, I know that, but I'm saying that's such an iconic. I have good memories in that park.
Yeah, I know.
They're closing Wet n' Wild because they're tired of seeing diapers floating by in the swimming pool when people are coming down the water slides.
Horrible.
That place was a dump.
No, it is. That place is worse than Wet n' Wild. I mean,
not Rapids.
Rapids. This is Wet n' Wild. Wow, I need some sleep. But
God knows what you need.
So Pirates of the Caribbean is closed until September 26th. Caribbean, whatever.
But why? Why?
Their refurbishment.
Oh, okay.
So they're trying to make it look nicer and prettier.
Hey, did you know that in Disneyland, California, Johnny Depp actually goes and hangs out in that ride dressed up as Captain Jack Sparrow?
Get out.
No.
I swear to God.
That would be so cool.
At any given day, you know, with no notice, you could be on the ride and see, like, one of the guys moving, and it's actually Johnny Depp.
That would be badass.
Oh, wow. The other thing I know from theme parks that I read, did you see the game yesterday, the basketball game?
No, I was sleeping.
You know what channel it was on?
No.
It was on ABC.
ABC.
You know
which
who
is on Disney.
It was on by Disney. Disney's opening up an NBA restaurant at Disney Springs, meaning NBA City and Universal is going bye-bye.
That's fine. That was a stupid-ass restaurant anyways.
But they're going to open
a... Yeah, but did you hear...
Rod.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I heard what they were going to put in that NBA City.
Yeah, they're putting an NBC...
cafe or something.
No, like a bar. Like, they're going to do the NFL games.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's going to be like a Wide World of Sports, but NBC version.
Right, yep. And that's exactly when we're going to watch the game when we go in October with Gorilla Luke.
What else? Frozen Ever After?
What the hell is that?
It's like... Like, you know, Happily Ever After?
Oh, that's why you told me it's going to be in the Norwegian.
It's the new Frozen ride.
In Norway.
Yes.
In Epcot.
Yes.
I cried.
But they're going to keep the boats. The tree boats that talk
and
all that.
Yeah, it's not the same.
But it's got Frozen.
I don't care.
And you're going to say, let it go. When you go on the ride, you're going to let it go. Let
just
mail
say, let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah, seriously.
But I know you told me about this also, about the little girl.
Yes. So, a little girl, and I don't remember where, but she wanted to be, for her birthday, she wanted to dress up as Darth Vader. She goes into the Disney store, and she started crying when all of the Darth Vader costumes said they were for boys. So, she told her mom that, you know, this sucks, I can't be Darth Vader. So, the mother, very upset, wrote a letter to Disney Corporation and said that why are they being gender biased on costumes when both girls and boys equally like Star Wars and superheroes as well. So, Disney agreed. And now if you go into the Disney online or the Disney stores, all the costumes say kids is no longer being gender specific. And because of this, there was another little girl that her favorite superhero is Spider-Man. They had a superhero day at their school. She was dressed up as Spider-Man, and all the boys were picking at her, saying that why was there a girl dressed like Spider-Man? She started crying. The mother wrote a letter to the city, and the city's doing a superhero parade, and everybody could dress up as whatever costume they want. Here we go.
So you're telling me I can finally dress up like Rogue?
Yes.
There you go. That's exactly what I want to say. I could dress up like a female character.
Why can't you?
I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying I would
want to.
But,
I mean, drag queens do it very professionally, so why?
You know, but there might be a superhero girl that I might want to dress up like. Why not? You know what I mean?
See, but you're a grown-ass man. You have issues. These are little girls. They're actually, why should they just be subjected to dressing up like girl costumes?
Why should they only have gender issues on kid costumes? Why can't all costumes, adult or children, be
for example,
adults,
why
adults,
adults,
or say children?
But adults already dressed up as gender crossing.
Okay, but why can't I be Jubilee?
Why can't I be a slutty schoolgirl?
You could and call yourself Britney Spears. Absolutely. What I'm saying.
I actually just bought a slutty schoolgirl costume today. As a matter of fact.
What I'm basically saying is I think it's awesome that just because you're a girl, you can't dress up as this strong character.
No.
You're not just subjective to Barbie or to Spider-Gwen or Wonder Woman. You could be Spider-Man, you could be Batman, it doesn't matter.
Well, I think it's
but that's why they have Spider-Girl and Supergirl and Wonder Woman.
Oh,
that is true. Oh, you want to be Superman, but you don't want to be Supergirl. Really?
And now they're having a female Wolverine, so eat that.
Oh, yeah. Let me explain something right now. You just opened the floodgate. You kill Thor, so let's make a female Thor. You kill Wolverine, let's make a female Wolverine. What the hell? I know women...
You know what that means?
You really want me to piss you off?
Go ahead.
Did you hear about the new Ghostbusters?
Yeah,
it's all female cast. They're trying to make women take over the world.
We are taking over the world, sweetheart.
No, you're not.
Just remember who gave life to you.
They're having female Ghostbusters, and then they're having Thor play the male receptionist.
But did you see the receptionist?
It's Thor.
Yeah, buddy. Uh-huh.
Have you seen his package?
I would love to see that package.
I mean, I wouldn't mind having him as my receptionist. I mean, he's hot, but, I mean, come on.
Jeez. Wonder if we could have him in Thunder from Down Under.
Oh, my God.
Next thing you're going to find out that Darth Vader was really Luke and Leia's mom, and she was just on a rag the whole time.
Actually, now that you bring that up, before they casted the voice of Darth Vader, they were actually considering a female actress.
You know what?
I know some needles.
I'm pretty much.
Listen, I got a big piece of meat waiting to put in my mouth. I gotta go.
All right, let's go. Let's wrap this shit up.
So, next week we don't have a guest host yet.
No.
We'll find something to talk about because we always do. There'll be like Comic Con in a couple of days. We got ICW that's gonna happen this weekend. You know, so we'll tell you about
that. ICW featuring fresh off his ROH tryout, Tommy Vandal.
Ooh. Maybe we'll get Tommy back.
There we go.
Can we get Tommy? He do the whole interview with like his Mario voice? That'd be awesome.
Yes, it would be. We might have Mario next week.
Mario, I'm Batman. Mario.
I can make it happen.
Right. I say you do.
Give your plugs out where these stalkers can follow you.
Well, you can follow me on VixenJ0601 on Instagram. Or on Twitter, which is JLauren17.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at EONPHAZE. That's PHAZE, not an S. And it's not FaZe like the guy from the A-Team. On top of that, I got my show this Friday, FaZe Trend Sessions. It's actually going to be at 2 p.m. today, this Friday. Get you guys a little bit pumped and going while you're eating your lunch. And that's pretty much all I really got. Oh, and make sure you go to Paul Van Dyke this Saturday at Space. Use promo code EON to get a ticket to go to Terrace. And if you want to get it for free because you don't want to listen to Paul Van Dyke, but you want to hear the facts again, you can say EON at the door and you get it for free until 1 o'clock.
But then again, why were you only stuck in the basement doing the hip-hop room?
No, it's the basement or the loft.
Whatever. When you have Paul Van Dyke there.
I know. And the ticket is cheap. It's $20, man. EON gets $5 off. Canon?
you can follow me, but I'll probably get freaked out because I'm screening order on you. But, yeah, the Canon 0207, you can follow me there, Twitter, Instagram, myfreecams.com, pornhub.com,
God.
I don't know, fluffersnation.com.
There's a fluffersnation.com
yeah, anywhere.
Seriously?
I don't know. Why don't you go ask Mr. Alonzo?
No. So, without that, I mean, I think we're pretty much good.
All
right. I'll see you guys next week.
Later.
American Dream. He's just a common man.